Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So floodwater of this magnitude comes with huge health risks, and it adds just another layer of complication to an already chaotic and dire situation in Houston. Earlier this week, Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price declared a public health emergency in Texas. So we turn now to Dr. Peter Hotez. He's concerned about far-reaching health risks for individuals confronting this storm. Dr. Hotez is dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, and he says that beyond the immediate risk of drowning, floodwaters bring a wide range of health risks that stay long after the waters recede.
With flooding, there are a number of health hazards, both short-term and long-term. In terms of the short-term ones, of course, drowning, it only takes a few inches of moving water to sweep a person under their feet and affect drowning. We also have the problem that the waters themselves have, there lurk a lot of dangers. You have to worry about snakes here in this part of the Gulf. We also worry about chemical contamination, both household chemicals. And you have to remember the Gulf is the home of many of the world's largest chemical refineries associated with the oil industry. We know there may have been some industrial spillage into the waters, and so that's going to be a concern. So that's a long way of saying that when people are finally rescued from floodwaters, you want to get them cleaned off as quickly as possible. From there, you have a lot of other hazards that we have to look at once you get people to safe ground or shelters, as well as infectious diseases.
What are some of the concerns around sewage and infectious diseases there?
So with the infectious diseases, what we know are skin infections, cutaneous infections. So staphylococcal bacterial infections. There's an antibiotic-resistant staphylococcus called methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, MRSA, that we're concerned about. We also have an interesting type of flesh-eating organism down here in the Gulf called a Vibrio vulnificus. And we've had every year there's some serious flesh-eating disease consequences from this Vibrio. So we're going to have to look out for that. But then from there, you have what are called coliforms. These are bacteria from fecal contamination or sewage contamination. So they would include E. coli, Shigella, Salmonella. So we're going to be on the lookout for serious enteric bacterial infections, intestinal bacterial infections. And then once we do get people to shelters, if they're in shelters, there's a lot of stress under those conditions. They're crowded. So we know from Katrina, for instance, there were a number of respiratory infections that followed from Katrina. So far, it's pretty early in terms of worrying about the flu season, although we know from Australia that it looks like it could be a very bad flu season moving into the fall. But also, it was noted that tuberculosis was an important problem after Katrina, so we'll be looking for that.
Dr. Hotez, there is so much water all over the area now, and we're hearing from some of the flooding experts that there could be standing water in the Houston area for weeks, or in some cases even months, and then that water recedes. We all know that standing water means mosquitoes, and that just has to be a major concern for you.
You're absolutely right. Houston is the mosquito capital of the United States. It's one of the reasons why we set up our National School of Tropical Medicine here in Houston. What we do know is that floodwaters in the immediate period can actually wash away mosquito breeding sites. So you could even get a decrease in the number of mosquito-transmitted virus infections like West Nile or dengue or even Zika. But then as you point out, as the floodwaters recede, those leave puddles of water and also puddles of water in standing containers. And so we know historically from Katrina that this was a time when West Nile virus started going on the increase. And with over the course of a year, for instance, there was a doubling of neuroinvasive cases of West Nile virus, the virus causing encephalitis. So I think we're still in the middle of mosquito transmission season. It goes well into the fall here on the Gulf Coast. So we're quite worried about seeing big upticks over time with West Nile virus and possibly Zika and dengue and others. With respect to Zika specifically, we know that in South Texas, we saw Zika transmission in South Texas well into December. So this is something that's going to probably be with us until the new year.
So you're describing all these health concerns, and there are many more, Dr. Hotez. You're also describing the extreme stress, not only of the immediate floodwaters and people's immediate safety, but losing their homes, concern for their families, and the trauma that's going on. Can you talk about the mental health impacts of a disaster like this from a public health perspective?
We have to remember also that even in the best of times, Houston and the surrounding areas have very high levels of extreme poverty. I did all of my medical and graduate training in places like New York and Boston and New Haven, and I thought I knew what poverty looks like. But when we came down here to the Gulf 6 years ago to start the School of Tropical Medicine, we realized that there's a level of poverty and deprivation here on the Gulf that I did not realize even existed in the United States. So you have people who, even under good circumstances, are living under terrible stress. Now you put into that, they're, you know, many of these people have scraped together very important, meaningful lives with jobs. Now you take that all away from them. You're taking away their house. Remember, transportation is difficult. They're often dependent on bus routes. So you've taken away their house. In many cases, you've taken away their livelihood as well. And the emotional impact of that has to just be extraordinary, even people with means. But you pile this on of people without means, and it's just absolutely heartbreaking to hear some of the stories that's going on in Houston right now.
Dr. Peter Hotez is Dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Dr. Hotez, thank you for being with us.
Thanks again for having me.